the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Gospel is Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 51. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, the Feast of Passover is one of the three greatest for the Jews, along with the Feast of Pentecost and the Feast of Tabernacles. And so all the Jews would come, no matter where they lived, to worship at the temple in Jerusalem. Now, Nazareth is about a 5 days journey, about 100 miles. So it was a great effort for them to go, but they would do it gladly for God. And they did this every year. Now Jesus is 12 years old. He is with them in this journey. At the end of the celebrations, as they are going back on with the caravan, they find out that Jesus is not with them. You see, during the day, the young boys would roam around with others in the caravan and be with other children. But at the end of the day, when they set camp, they would be expected to be back with their parents. And that's where Jesus was found to be missing. And Joseph and Mary are very concerned, and they go back by themselves to Jerusalem to look for him, and they find him on the third day. It reminds us that Jesus was also in Jerusalem for Passover when he was apprehended and crucified, and on the third day he rose. Now, Jesus is there in the temple, and in the method of rabbinical teaching, they would ask questions to the children, and the children had to resolve problems, questions asked by these rabbis, these teachers. And that's what was going on. And everybody was amazed at the way that he understood and he answered the questions, and he even asked questions of his own to them. This is going on when Joseph and Mary find him, and they are astonished, and they don't understand why Jesus has done this to them. And this is an important lesson to us. It often happens in our lives that we don't know what God is doing. We don't understand why Jesus is doing or permitting something to happen to us. We need to remember then Mary and Joseph. They too had to learn more about Jesus. They also had to struggle with a mystery that is way beyond rational understanding, way beyond our limits. whoever tells you that they know everything about Jesus, that they are able to understand everything, beware. Because even Mary had to learn more. Even Mary was astonished and surprised with her son. Jesus stayed there. And in this experience of Mary and Joseph being separated with Jesus, from Jesus, they were able to grow into a deeper relationship with him, a deeper awareness of the mystery that God has given them. And Jesus, nevertheless, is still their son and still obedient and still is attached to them as a son should be to his parents. Now, Jesus is the Son of God, truly. Joseph is his stepfather, but is truly his father in that sense. And so there is no dichotomy here. He respects Joseph as his father on earth, while at the same time he knows that his father is God. And so he obeys them both. And it is through Joseph that Jesus is brought up and instructed. And Mary keeps this great mystery in her heart, pondering this mystery, pondering all these things that are happening. And this is why when we celebrate today the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the pure heart of Mary, we have so much to learn from her, to also ponder, to also not be closed to further understanding of the mystery that unfolds before us, the mystery of God among us. God bless you.